Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
I constantly hear from people that they can't lose weight. The diets don't work. Nothing works. They're born fat. And this is just absolutely not true. And I wanted to be able to help everyone discover the best way for them to lose weight. And I discovered that the best way to do that was to build an app that personalizes your experience in order to get you in the best shape of your life. No matter what level you're starting at, no matter what your dietary restrictions, no matter what your physical limitations, no matter what your level of fitness, I can build a personalized program that will help you reach your goals once and for all. There's a reason that my app has over 4,000 five-star reviews and countless success stories from people who used the MyFitness app to achieve their goals. You already know I know what I'm doing, and that's why you're listening to this show. So you know what? Try it for free for 7 days. All you have to do is click the link in the show notes or just visit JillianMichaels.com.
Welcome to the show, everybody! I know, I feel like I need a big welcome today. Because I've got a big message.
Ooh, that was very dramatic.
Banging on the table.
What'd you cut for us?
A big message, guys. Oh my God, I'm so sick of the news. And I mean all of it. I can't stand any of them anymore. I hate them all equally. Like, I just want the truth. I don't need your opinion. I literally have listened to everything from Fox News, and I'm sure everyone out there, like some cringe. I've listened to MSNBC.
It's fascinating.
It's all the same bullshit, by the way, just on other ends of the spectrum. Like, you turn on CNN and they're like, oh, well, extortion, bribery, you know, impeached lawbreaker. And then you turn on Fox and they're like, perfect conversation, witch hunt. And I'm like, how can I find out what the news is? Can someone just tell me the news? Like, what's going on in the world? What the hell's happening in Lebanon? There's something crazy going on over there. I don't even know what it is. I don't even know the news.
See, that's why I read now.
But what are you reading? I literally have to ask. I'm like, okay, is Bloomberg like bleeding heart liberal? Is this one like Crazy Shorts conservative? Like, I just want the news.
It's like if you read, yes, you know which way the New York Times leans and which way the Washington Post leans. But I find that like a Washington Post article is going to have facts in it. They'll have their opinions, but there will be facts in it that
you can pull
out. I just
want facts. I don't want your opinions. I don't need for you to tell me it's extortion or bribery. Just tell me the conversation and let me decide. I also don't need for you to tell me it's a perfect conversation. Just tell me the conversation and let me decide. But like, I literally am so sick of this. And the reason I'm so sick of it is because it's divisive. All you're doing is telling everybody on the left, like, you're right, you're right, you're right. And then everybody on the right is hearing, we're right, we're right, we're right. Yeah. And then they look at each other and they hate each other. And the reality is, you know, the truth is somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, well, oh my God.
Yeah, I find myself watching, let's say, CNN, thinking, what would I think right now if I were, like, a Trump supporter? Like, what would I be thinking and how would I be just figuring out from my angle how it would be? And look, I'm not quite there.
I know exactly what the answer is, because I know a lot of people that voted for him. A lot of people in California voted for him.
But
they don't say so. And I know what they're thinking. They're thinking like, they all do it. They're all corrupt. It's par for the course. And by the way, I'm not passing judgment on the conversation. I'm not even giving you an opinion. My whole thing is I just want the facts.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me make my decision. And the reason I bring this up is because they're equally full of shit on both sides. They are. I'm sorry. They're equally full of shit. Tucker Carlson is a nut job. And on the other side of that, and as much as I personally admire the Maddows and the Anderson Coopers, they sound just as insane to the people on the other side.
Yeah, well,
they're the version of that. And the reality is, like, I must admit, like, I like Maddow. I think I've never met her. I respect her a lot, but like, she'll be smug and smirk and like,
but she's not. That's not a news. That is an opinion show.
I guess it is. So, I guess you're right. But I turned to, like, I want the news. Where do I go?
Yeah.
Like, but my point is, like, and this isn't about, like, I have a lot of respect for Rachel Maddow. I'm just saying, like, it's the same on both. She's the flip side of Tucker Carlson. It's like they're flip sides of the same coin. You've got, you know, Bernie and you've got Trump. I'm like, my God, like, where is the middle? Where is the person that can bring us together? Because there are points on both sides of almost every argument.
Except I got to say, on this one, there is no plus side to what we have now. There just isn't.
I am not an economist, right? If I sat down with an economist who could explain to me Trump's policies, if they could explain to me his policies on trade, I mean, with his environmental stuff, absolutely not. You know, like, with Mike Pence and all, like, I'm not enough of a politician to understand the policies. I just want the facts. And I also, by the way, Trump, I'm not a Trump supporter. The things he said about grabbing women by their private parts, like, forget it. You lost me there. But I'm looking more at parties. I'm looking at Republicans.
Oh, well.
I'm looking at Democrats. And I think they're both nuts. I don't understand why there's such a strong lean to these far sides of the spectrum on both sides. It's like you've got Bernie, as far as I can tell, being like, we're going to give welfare to illegal immigrants. That's the last thing I read. Mind you, I read that on like Fox News, but because like you're not going to hear that on CNN because I have to read both to try to figure out what the hell's going on. But there's a point of this. My point is this, because my girlfriend is conservative and I am not conservative, right? I'm liberal, but I on social issues, but I tend towards the middle. She thinks that liberals aren't tolerant. And because they feel, and I'm not just saying my girlfriend, like the other people I've heard have these conversations, feel that like liberals hate the rich, you're punished for being successful. And I was like, okay, right? I'm hearing this out. And she's like, you know, I hear this from a lot of different people who are conservatives. And I understand. And I felt that way when Bernie was running 4 years ago. And I was like, hey, dude.
Yeah.
You know, take it easy. Like, now, with that said, right, the system is rigged. It is. Mm-hmm. You've got a ton of money. You go in there. You lobby the politicians. There's loopholes and tax codes. There's all kinds of shit out there. So the rich do get richer. And that's
and
the thing.
FedEx doesn't pay taxes.
Right. You got that's it.
Exactly.
Jeff
read.
Bezos was like, don't hate the player, hate the game.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when you're a massive corporation, right, you go in, you lobby the politicians, and you get all this stuff put in there. So there's all these loopholes. So you have depreciation on real estate. Like, I remember I met a billionaire who owned the World Trade Centers when they were hit, right? And the guy, I mean, he's a billionaire. Real estate mogul. And the guy was like, I pay less taxes than you do.
Yeah.
This is a while ago, mind you. But I was like, huh? And he's like, oh, yeah. And he's like, because it's how they work the law. They're not breaking the law, but who's passing the laws, right? And who's paying for the campaigns of those politicians that are passing the laws. At the same time, do I personally feel I should pay welfare to an illegal immigrant? I don't. So it's like, that's the far left, right? And that's the far right. Somewhere in the middle. Come on.
Well, and also it's like,
come on. Somewhere in the middle.
It's great to have
half of our country are billionaire wealth now.
And there's no quick fix. So every time somebody's like, it's very simple, we're going to do this. No, it's not simple.
It's not simple.
If it were simple, it would have been done already. Right. And anyone would have done it because it was simple.
But it's like everyone was furious. Like, I don't know enough about Elizabeth Warren, right? I just keep hearing she's a socialist. Like, what I saw from her medical plan, and again, I'm not an economist. I have no idea. I only got a few things out of it, right? It was like if before my girlfriend and I got in a huge fight. And it was like, okay, if you're paying your employees insurance, you're going to pay that to the government. I was like, oh, I'm already doing that. And then it was like, we're going to put a wealth tax on billionaires. And I thought, I was like, I think that's right. And Mark Cuban came out and was like, I'll have to pay an extra $240 million in taxes. And I was like, but you're a billionaire. You should probably be paying
that's
that
like
anyway.
Paying $240 for the rest
yeah,
of us.
Yeah, that's exactly my point. Like, yeah. you're a billionaire. Like, I
why
don't.
Not?
You're a billionaire.
Yeah.
You're a billionaire. You couldn't spend that much money in 10 lifetimes. And then I read another article about how literally America is now 50% the 1%. And then 50% like everybody else. So if half of our country are billionaires, I think we need a wealth tax. I'm not against that.
Right.
Like, and I'm not punishing anybody who's successful. I'm just saying, like, I also know all the loopholes they have to get out of taxes. And
that's key because we're not talking about somebody who has been sleeping 4 hours a night for 40 years and has been working so hard and that's where they amass their money and this guy's sitting on the couch with potato chips. It's not that.
It's not that, right? It's like there's got to be, you know, and then she, there was another one where she talked about corporations having to pay lobbying taxes. And I was like,
yeah.
It's kind of scary to me when you look at like 10 corporations that own the entire world. I see all of that.
Yeah,
I see it. I'm also not for punishing people for working hard and making them pay for everybody else, which is, you know, I get it. There's a middle, though. I don't know what the answer is. All I'm saying is there's a middle ground and try to listen to the person on the other side. That's why I listen to Fox News.
Well,
it's so nuts. I can't even, like, they were talking about stop and frisk and Tucker Carlson somehow spun it into having armed guards show up at your door to take your handguns away. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? What are you talking about? Like, I was like, it was the craziest thing I've ever heard. Like, I don't even know how he spun it into being about that, right?
Yeah.
And his expert was like, well, you know, studies have shown us that there's racial profiling and that minorities have said, and he's like, you guys want to take legal guns off the streets from law-abiding citizens, but you don't want illegal guns off the streets. And I was like, what the hell? Like, how, what are we, are we talking about? Like, where can you just get the news?
Yeah, I got you. Absolutely.
And at the end of the day, I got to say one more thing. I was following a super liberal thing on Instagram, right? And so it's really about parenting. It's a funny blog about parenting, but like everybody, it gets political. And it was like, if you're wearing a a burqa, I'll hold your hand. If you're, you know, a transvestite in the bathroom with me, I'll say hello. Like all this stuff, right? In the comments, this person goes, what if I'm wearing a MAGA hat? Or something like that, a Trump supporter.
Huh.
And they responded, and the Instagram responded and was like, not if you're infringing on someone's human rights, I won't. And I thought, Jesus, wrong answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Wrong answer. And it proved my girlfriend's point. She's like, you're equally intolerant on the other side.
Some people, yeah.
I mean, and it's like, we're empathetic for what we identify with. So if we're identifying with immigrants and the downtrodden and the less fortunate, then we're, quote, bleeding heart liberals. And I always have identified more with that, right? I haven't identified with privilege, white America. But my God, like, I'm starting to change so much as I've gotten older where I'm like, okay, there's obscene privilege in the manipulation of the system. And then there's also manipulation of the system. Like, I've volunteered at food banks and had people tell me there with a $1,000 iPhone that their welfare, their disability pays more at $400, $500 a week than a job as a forklift operator working 40 hours at 10 bucks an hour. And I mean, so the system's broken on both sides. But my point is both sides have a point. And I don't know where the answers are. I'm certainly not a politician. I'm certainly not an economist. But my point is, like, before you think you're unilaterally right and you look at the other person like, what the hell's the matter with you? That's not going to solve any problems. So instead of showing sympathy to what's familiar to you and what you identify with, which we all do, show it to the other side. How are they feeling? Why are they feeling that way? Do they have points that you could learn from? Is there a middle ground? Because this expands far beyond politics. Politics is just a mirror for everything that's going on in our society.
Yeah, yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Third Love bras are designed to fit you. It's that simple. And that's why I love mine, because it actually fits me and it's the most comfortable bra I own. After you take their 60-second online fit finder quiz and order your bra, you even have 60 days to try it out. It's Third Love's perfect fit promise. If you don't love it, return it and they'll wash it and donate it to a woman in need. They've donated over 15 million bras so far, which is pretty cool. There's even a Third Love team of fit stylists to help you find your best fit via chat or email. And returns and exchanges are free and super easy. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering my listeners 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/Jillian to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/Jillian for 15% off today. thirdlove.com/Jillian. The holiday shopping season is upon us, team, and this year, your gift can start next year's good habit with Quip. It's really the perfect, thoughtful, and practical gift because it's an electric toothbrush, refillable floss, and toothpaste, all designed to make good habits simple. The Quip electric toothbrush has sensitive sonic vibrations and a timer with 30-second pulses to guide your routine. Plus, the Quip floss dispenser has pre-marked strings so you always use the right amount. Quip delivers fresh brush heads, floss, and toothpaste refills every 3 months. So join over 3 million happy customers and check everyone off your gift list with Quip. Just go to getquip.com/Jillian to save on gift sets and to get your first refill pack free with a refill plan. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/Jillian, GETQUIP.com/Jillian. Getquip.com/Jillian.
Cindy.
Oh, yes. You again.
All right, I have another fitness segment.
Yay.
I don't really talk about this much, but I feel like maybe I should. And the reason I don't is because it's a fitness term more often associated with hypertrophy. I can never pronounce that after all these years in this business, which means getting
Atrophy?
Bigger. I can't do
Hypotrophy?
It. It basically means getting bigger.
I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah, your
now.
Muscles are growing. That's what it means. I can't do it. It feels like it should be two words. That's why it drives me nuts. I want to be like hypertrophy, but it's not. It's
like
one
a
word.
Big, fast trophy.
But it's not. It drives me friggin' bananas. Literally nuts. Oh God. Anyway, it's basically training volume. And what that means, traditionally speaking, is It refers to the amount of work you do per exercise, and then it totals up at the end, right? So I pulled a really good example for you guys. If you do three sets of 10 reps with 195 pounds on the barbell bench press, which most of us, this is a guy's. I like to read guys' fitness stuff more than, I don't know why. Anyway, this is a guy's example. Let's say we all did, you know, for the sake, like, of course, no one's expecting you guys to bench press 200 pounds. But I bench press like 45s in each hand. I can when I want to. So regardless, like, okay, for the sake of our example, three sets, 10 reps with 195 pounds, okay? So your training volume for that exercise is 5,850 pounds. So it's 3 times 10 times 195. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's basically how many pounds have you lifted over the course of those.
Ah, okay.
Right? So it's like 195 times 10. You do that 10 times. What is that? 1,950 pounds? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Times 3. Yeah. Right? So each set is 1,950 pounds you just lifted. Even though you didn't do it once, the volume of it over the 10 reps over the three sets is 5,850 pounds. You lifted a car. Mm. So it's a really good strategy for muscle growth, right? But now some people are starting to say that they're calculating volume differently, more so with regard to training to failure, right? And training to failure means that you were literally performing the exercise up until the point that you cannot perform it anymore with good form. Hence, you're done. It's considered failure. You can't perform that bicep curl without swinging the weight or arching your back. It's over. You've hit failure. You're done. Now, failure is a great technique because it's going to stress the hell out of the muscles. But because it's stressing the hell out of the muscles, it can't be done often without recovery. So it's really important to say that. I don't mess with that stuff more than like once every 2 weeks, to be honest. Like, I'll take each muscle group to failure once every 2 weeks. Now, bodybuilders and men who have the ability to have more androgenic hormones and can recover faster can probably play with this more safely and do this more often. For me, I think you got to be real careful. I don't believe in necessarily overtraining. I believe in under-recovering, which you guys know. I've talked about it all the time, right? Recovery is key. Exercise is stress. We're essentially creating an injury from our exercise. We need to allow the body a chance to rebuild, repair, and heal before we go and break it down one more time. So they're now looking at how many sets a week have you done to failure, or hard sets, right? Now, here's what's interesting about this concept is that if you're doing something to, quote, failure, it's not going to be 8 to 10 reps. Which are widely and traditionally associated with, here we go again, hypertrophy.
Wait. Here.
Can't do it.
Hypertrophy.
Hypertrophy. Right? Well, that's the generalization to optimize hypertrophy. If you're doing that, it's possible you're going to get more volume in. So now a typical bodybuilder would say, well, if you're getting more than 8 to 10 reps, make the weight higher, right? And then you won't until you hit failure, which is a fair point. But more and more, we're starting to see that you do want to work in sets of 15 to 20 reps. And now I do this all the time. I constantly recommend varying your the amount of weight and the amount of reps. Because I'm a huge advocate of variety, constantly changing the stimulus. But my goal has never been hypertrophy.
Look at that.
Right? She said it. What I find interesting is that more bodybuilders, where that is their goal, are starting to incorporate more of those higher rep sets. Because they're starting to realize that the type 2 are the stronger muscle fibers, the type 1 fibers, which are the endurance fibers, also have growth potential. So basically, for the rare individual out there that asks me how to build muscle, explore volume training. Because again, I look at fitness as like subspecialties, right? So you could come to me and be like, I want to gain 10 pounds of muscle. I mean, I could come at you with stuff like this and eat a lot and lift heavy and, you know, try some supplements. But, like, it's not my specialty. It'd be like going to the best, you know, criminal law person and asking them about family law. It's just, like, they know the law, but it's not my specialty. And it's like going to a cardiologist and asking them about orthopedics. It's just... And trainers who kind of pretend to know it all, they're sort of lying. And nobody in other profession does that. Like, they just don't. I know a little bit about all that stuff, but it's not my specialty. My specialty is lean, fit, optimizing performance, weight loss. So if you're somebody that wants to get bigger, you want to explore these types of training methods of volume training. That's it. I'm done.
Hypertrophy. Hypertrophy.
No matter what your style is, Joybird will bring your dream furniture to life. Their free design consultants will help you decide between colors and fabrics, from plush green velvet love seats to buttery leather sofas. If you can dream it, Joybird can build it with hundreds of customizable pieces and over 50 fabric options, including kid and pet-friendly upholstery. Thank you, God. Plus, Joybird has free swatch kits so you can see and touch all their fabrics before making your choice. They even have free returns within 2 weeks of delivery, so if your piece isn't everything you dreamed of, just send it back. Create furniture that matches your own fearless style at joybird.com/Jillian25 and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the promo code Jillian25. That's joybird.com/Jillian25 to see how Joybird can help make your dream space a reality today. joybird.com/Jillian25, promo code Jillian25. Are you ready to up your kids' snack game? Perfect Kids refrigerated snack bars have you covered with a fresh-from-the-fridge line of protein snacks from the makers of Perfect Bar, the original refrigerated protein bar. They're good for up to a week out of the fridge, so you can take them with you. Perfect Kids Bars has freshly ground peanut butter, up to 8 grams of whole food protein, 8 organic superfoods handpicked for kids' nutritional needs, and a cookie dough texture. Plus, they're organic, non-GMO, project-verified, gluten-free, soy-free, kosher, and low GI. And check out Perfect Bar's full-size protein bars for yourself, like my favorite flavor, coconut peanut butter. Right now, Perfect Bar is offering my listeners 15% off your online order. Just go to perfectbar.com/Jillian. Shop the refrigerated snacks at perfectbar.com/Jillian today to get 15% off your order. So be ready this season with Perfect Kids. Go to perfectbar.com/Jillian to stock up and save 15%.
Okay, we have a special guest today. Are we ready?
We're ready.
Are you excited?
I'm excited.
Okay. Celebrity hypnotherapist Kimberly Friedmutter, who has a new book called Subconscious Power, Use Your Inner Mind to Create the Life You've Always Wanted.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
Good. Are you feeling sleepy yet?
Okay. So, girl, I got to be totally transparent. So, for everybody listening, Kimberly and I have never met, and I think her publicist reached out to my publicist and said, you know, told Cindy a little bit about you and was like, oh, she's, you know, the celebrity hypnotherapist of the stars, and she can help people with everything from like weight loss to breaking bad habits and achieving their goals and all this stuff. And I was like, you know what? That's cool. And 9 times out of 10, if not 99 out of 100, I'm like, yeah, I don't think I don't see it's a fit. I don't know. And Cindy like kind of walks away with her tail between her legs or every gift she sends me. And this time I was like, yeah, that's freaking cool, man.
So, yeah, publicity match made in heaven.
So explain to like our audience, right, hypnotherapy, because nobody really gets it, myself included, and I want to get it, right? And my mom is a PhD psychoanalyst, and actually, because before that, I would have thought it's like, oh, you're getting very sleepy, like what you said. And years ago, my mom had actually taken a course in this, and my mom's PhD people, PhD psychoanalyst, and she's like, no, she was trying to explain it to me, and again, it must have been a decade ago, but when my mom gave it credibility, I was like, all right. Yeah, but I still don't get it, though. So, Kimberly, what the hell is it?
Well, so it's super simple because we're hypnotized many times a day. And so I could say to you, list five of your top priorities. What are those top five things? And those would be your hypnotist. So case in point, you know, you listen to your favorite artist and she's singing or he's singing their song and they hit that special note and you get chills and you're completely entranced. Or you look in a concert and everyone's waving their arms with their phones set to flame, right? And everybody's having this trance experience. Trance is simply a natural state of being. We're supposed to not, if you imagine like your screensaver on your computer, we're not supposed to be conscious 24/7, obviously, because we sleep, we dream, we have emotions. All of those things are a little screensaver to kind of nod off, zone out, if you will. So when, you know, Johnny is daydreaming, he's looking out the window and the teacher taps the blackboard and she says, get back in the room. Actually, he's tapping into his greatness and we actually want him there. Uh-huh. You know, you don't want to be distracted all day, all, you know, your whole life by trance, obviously, but things like films, you know, when you start to shed a tear, but you know, it's the actors, you know that you're watching a performance, but it still affects you anyway. Okay. That's the state of trance. And so how would that relate to weight loss or fitness is that we all know ad nauseum, right? What to do, less calories in, right. You know, more activity out, all of those things. But what if you wanted to do that? That's the secret. That's the message. That's the key. If you want to eat healthy food and you want to do this with sustainability, you know, not just for the weekend or to put into that wedding gown.
Right, which is the number one question I always get is, you know, I always tell people, I'm like, look, this is simple. It's eat less, move more, and use common sense with your food choices. There's no need to reinvent the wheel, but I didn't say it was easy. Because it's work right. For people. And it's
right,
like,
so then I come behind you and I say, what if it is easy? What if it's as easy as your perspective shift on it, which can't happen consciously because consciously, you know, we think, oh my gosh, and consciously there's a party and oh my gosh, I love, you know, tequila and whatever else your thing is, right? Right.
I know you're not talking to me, Kimberly.
Super, super clear. Trance is so effective and hypnosis and hypnotic induction is so effective that advertisers use it constantly on us and to us, which is great because that's how we make our choices in life. But hey, you can use it for your own ecology and your own sense of agency and your own autonomy. You know, you have that capability. So really, I'm just giving the power back to the people.
So like, all right, let's say I'm Susan and listening to the show. I say Susan because for some reason that's become the like Instagram generic woman, Susan. Susan's right. Listening to the show and Susan has like 40 pounds that she's been trying to lose off and on for the last decade. And she feels like she can't lose weight. She always falls off the wagon. It's incredibly discouraging. She's already like just ground into the floor with like her work schedule, kids, family. And like how in the hell are you going to make Susan be like, yes, I want a salad instead of donuts, you know, or what?
Right.
How?
So, well, I would take donuts, super simple. I would take donuts and I would create what I call an aversion technique. And then the aversion technique is, and I'll give you just a little taste sample of it, no pun intended, is I would put the donuts on Zombie Island. Now, nobody wants to live on Zombie Island. So I would show her, first of all, I would induce her, I'd get her nice and relaxed, you know, nice melty muscles, feeling the support of the chairs, thinking deeper, deeper, deeper. Mm-hmm. And then once I see that she's in trance, light or deep, it doesn't make any difference. I would start with a toward response to what we do want Susan to eat and what Susan wants to eat and also what's available for Susan to eat. You know, what's feasible for her in a work day with her busy schedule. And so I would put all the fun people in tight white pants and tight white top of her choosing. And I would have her imagine herself at her most fit moment, flowing hair, glowing skin, et cetera, et cetera. And who doesn't love a fun party of people who all look like supermodels. So we trot on over in Susan's mind to that platform on the beach if she's not afraid of the water or the sand. Right. And I put her on the beach with all these fun people in the party and what are they eating? Oh my goodness, they're eating salads and fresh fruits and fresh vegetables. What are they drinking? Oh my heavens, it's sparkling water with lime and lemon. all of these things. And then as we go further into the water, we start to see that there's this awful platform, and this platform has something low and slow growing on it or crawling on it. We can't really tell, so we must get closer. Oh my goodness, they're calling our name. What is that? What is it? It smells so awful and terrible. Oh my goodness, it looks like these people with these rotting teeth, and it looks like they're barely alive, but they're trying to come and grab you. And what is it that they have around them? These donuts, these awful, awful, gooey, sticky, rancid, rotting donuts. That's called an aversion technique. So we simply put her perspective in a position of, which do you choose? Do you choose life and life-giving foods, or do you choose death and stinky foods? So the next time she sees a donut, she says,
she's gonna think of that.
And she turns around and she hauls the other way. It's as simple as that. I mean, that's an exaggerated form of it and super quick, but that's the idea.
Yeah, but I...
You know, Jill, hey, yeah. Kimberly, this is Giancarlo, Jill's business partner. A friend of mine had this condition disorder for years that he was struggling with, where he would just bite his nails. He would bite his nails, yes, like down to a point where they would bleed. He went... was put in a trance state, and it's been years, and he's never bitten his nails again.
Yes.
And
yes,
I noticed it one day.
That's a very common one.
Yeah.
Very common.
Really?
And all you have to do is come up with some really good strains of bacteria. You know, you speak to someone, and by that I just mean, you know, the idea of all of the things that could be under the nails, and it's so disgusting, and it really is disgusting. You don't have to stretch the idea too far on that. But the thing is that anything that's habitual, anything that we do repeatedly, we get better at doing repeatedly. And so you really catch it, you know, especially with nails, you try and catch that young. Smoking, drinking, anything overdoing that is not to your ecology, we try to catch, you know, and you can catch it really at any time. I mean, I have a 90-year-old father who just got off of carbs and sodium, and he lost 30 pounds, and, you know, you wouldn't have looked at him and thought that he needed to, but here it is. And, it, you know, if you have a subconscious mind, something is using it. You know, people who are addicted to donuts or addicted to bad foods, that's their hypnotist. And so you just flip it.
Can you do this with smoking? Can you do this with a shitty relationship? Can you, like...
Everything.
Wow.
Everything. Self-sabotage. Don't deserve money. Don't deserve, you know, to live the life I've always dreamt of. All of those things. There's a reason why the book is called Use Your Inner Mind to Create the Life You've Always Wanted. It doesn't matter what it is. It is anything. It's to feel better. It's to move faster. It's anything you want. I mean, you can take a high performing professional, anything, and have them be better. You know, high performers, the reason, and people say sometimes, you know, Kimberly, why do you focus on those people? And I say, because they follow direction well. Mm-hmm. They expect and they seek, and they're seeker, searchers, learners. They seek out information and they follow it. They have reverence for knowledge and reverence for, you know, information coming to them that might be different.
It's so true.
And so, yeah, and so it's 100% natural, 100% sustainable, 100% organic, 100% private if you choose to keep it that way. It's the most, it's really, you know, the book is nothing more than a manual of how to work your mechanism. So it's not selling you anything. All it is just this handbook to say, listen, plug it in. You already have the finest machinery available on this planet in that 6 square inches of space in your head. And we all have it. You know, women didn't corner the market on it. I know we like to say women's intuition and primal instinct and gut, but really we all have it. And so to use it for your agency and your ecology is the finest presentation of self and self-care you can exhibit.
Okay. So I'm listening to you, right? And I want you now. Now I'm thinking to myself, I want her to do like a series of meditations that I can download. You know what she needs? She needs an app like Calm, but for this. Like, all this is happening in my head because I now want you to take me on that journey. But the book, and not everybody can have you. So
right.
I'm skeptical, right? I'm like, I need her. I can't do this by myself. But the book teaches somebody how to do it on their own.
It's all in there. So self-hypnotizing is exactly self-sabotage. Like you think, oh my gosh, failure to launch or apathy to action. Why can't I, you know, prepare my taxes when it comes springtime? You know, all of those things we self-sabotage. That's your own, again, hypnotic trance against yourself. It's just flipped. So whatever energy it takes to not do takes the same or less amount of energy just to do. And then also you're accomplishing it. So the book is full of what we call hypnotic hacks. I'm not one for long anything. I like short, I like fast, I like effective. I like to get in, do the work, get out. So journaling and all those things, that's wonderful for some people. For myself, I just wanted it to be super fast, super easy. I said to the publishers when they reached out to for me to write this book, I said, listen, I cannot give busy people one more thing to do. I cannot say to a mother who is busy and working, listen, you know, if you just read this book and you'll learn all these things. No. I have to give her 1,000 less things to do. We have to organize the book that way. So it's simple hacks. You throw the book in the bottom of your purse, your backpack, your desk drawer, your nightstand. I don't care. Grab it when there's a problem. Look it up in the back and just go through. They're 3 minutes. And I don't even think they're really 3 minutes. I think we just said in case someone takes a little bit more time with it, but they're fast.
Right.
Yeah, you got to just get in there because it's just a perspective shift. When you read through the hacks, you just go, oh my gosh, got it.
I know
this. You know, even renewable energy, because a lot of things, you know, with dieting and health and fitness and all those things have to do with just, oh, I don't have the energy to do. Even just renewing that resource of energy, just how to get that back up into the body so that you can go through, you know, go pick the kids up from school. Whatever your thing is, it's fixable, whatever it is.
Similar to like very powerful and focused meditations?
Yes. So meditation is zoning in. You know, you're kind of putting breath, you know, at the forefront and thoughts aside. Okay. However, with hypnosis, we want the thoughts. Like I'll say to clients all the time, I'll say, listen, you're going to feel like you're making this up and you are. You're going to feel like you're imagining this and you are. Because we want to feed, you know, that's again back to Johnny staring out the window, you know, daydreaming. We want to feed that. That's your brilliance. That's that aha epiphany moment where you say, oh my gosh, I just thought of the answer. Did you know that when you go to bed at night, if you just quickly jot down next to your bedside on paper any kind of question or thing you need an answer to or anything that's a problem solving, you know, issue for you, if you just jot that down, your brain will problem solve that in the night and you'll wake up with the answer.
Oh, wow.
It's so fabulous.
All right, I need the book. Why didn't we get it? Do we have this book and you took it, Cindy?
No.
Where is it?
Did the
publicist send it?
Is it out now? I will be in touch.
Where's the book?
Oh, yeah. No, it's retailers everywhere. In fact, the third day out, it was number one on Amazon in new release and bestseller, and it started making all these lists. Like right now it's like the book that I guess it says 25 books that every CEO in America is reading.
Incredible.
10 books that every lawyer should read. It's crossed over now into this thing with business because again, it goes after every part of your life.
This book's awesome. I'm getting it right now. It's out right now. It's called Subconscious Power. Use your inner mind to create the life you've always wanted. And Kimberly is Kimberly Friedmutter. And Kimberly, do you have a website people can go to as well?
Where else can we get it? KimberlyFriedmutter.com.
Perfect. And so let's spell Friedmutter for people.
It's FRIED. M as in Mary, UTTER, KimberlyFriedmutter.com.
And I'll put it in the show notes.
Perfect. Yeah. Kimberly, thank you so much. That was really enlightening. I'm not bullshitting. I'm actually going to buy this. Do you have it on audio or would that be totally?
Oh yeah, no, it's audio. It's audio. It's everything. Yeah. And it's coming out in paperback in April 28th.
I'm literally going to get it on audio and start listening to it on my drives. I really appreciate the time. That was actually a ton of fun and really enlightening. And just when you were talking, I was kind of like closing my eyes and I was like, holy shit, I can see that this would absolutely work.
Yeah.
You know, just so you know, I'm working on the next book already and it is strictly health and fitness. So there might be more conversation for us.
I would love it. Absolutely. Please. Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's the niche.
No one's really looking at changing your mind about it.
It's real hard to do, but this is a hell of a technique.
This makes it easy, mama.
I actually believe that it could like really, because now I'm thinking about donuts and rotting teeth. I've already made that association.
You should see what I can do with cheese.
I love cheese. Don't fuck with cheese.
Fun.
I love cheese. I'm a total cheese. Wait, we've got to get off the phone. She's out of control. Oh my god. Thank you so much. I look forward to having you back, and I'm gonna get the book. And next time I'll be really prepared.
I appreciate you, doll.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Okay, you too, honey.
And that's interesting. I could totally, now I'm like, ugh, donuts and
yeah,
and cavities and
zombies.
Yeah.